producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. We are chatting right now with Craig Hempke. Craig is one of the foremost authorities, I have to say, and one of the most popular authorities, I have to say, on gold in the U.S. Anyway, he runs the TF Metals Report. Got the name from Saturday Night Live. Turd Ferguson is his handle, for lack of better terms. Let me tell you, his personality does not fit that name even closely. He's a very bright man. Having said that, Craig, I think that yesterday could very possibly have been a tipping point in the sense that gold began to really take off. At least it did early in the morning, and the conventional markets started to get a semblance of sanity, for lack of better terms, in that the jobs reports really, I think, affected, and other fundamental factors, I think, affected the markets yesterday. Could be a tipping point. I'd have to say we'd have to see if this trend is going to continue before I would go on record as saying that, but it very well could be. Craig, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you, Al, and thank you very much for having me on. I really appreciate it. It is a very interesting time to be alive and to be observing these markets, if you want to call them that. We've maintained for months, and I think we discussed this the last time I was on. The markets are not what you think they are. When I first became a stockbroker 25 years ago, you know, it was actually mom and pop owning 200 shares of Coca-Cola or their local local power company or whatever, or $5,000 in a mutual fund. Now what is perceived to be markets are just simply computer-generated trades. 80% of the volume on the New York Stock Exchange is high-frequency trading computers swapping stocks back and forth. And the main driver of the direction and the momentum of the market are these same computers that take their cues from a couple of simple indicators. One is the VIX, which is a volatility index. But far more importantly is one simple foreign exchange pair. It's what's called the dollar-yen. The ticker symbol is USDJPY. Anybody can pull up a chart at bar chart or investing.com, any of these charts, and just overlay that Forex pair with the S&P futures, and you see a one-to-one direct correlation. So on Friday, when all of the talking heads on CNBC or Bloomberg are trying to reconcile, how could this, you know, this means more QE because the economy is so terrible. The stock market usually likes that, but instead it's down 200 points. Well, the reason for that is the currency market saw this realization that the Fed's never going to raise rates. The dollar sold off, the yen rallied, that USDJPY went down, and the stock market went down with it. Predictably, about halfway through the morning, either the Bank of Japan or the Fed or some other institution bid that USDJPY back higher, and the stock market reversed. It's really no more complicated than that. Gold tracks it as well. It has followed the yen down for the last 3 years. And so at the end of the day, till we get some kind of reconciliation of physical demand and physical spot price with these paper derivative, paper metals markets, the paper price of gold is also going to track the yen. And so we need to watch that very closely, too. It all gets back to whether QE is going to come back and whether the Fed will ever raise rates. And there's a lot of smart people out there that think they never will. And I'll put myself in that camp. I don't think they can, nor will they ever raise rates.
Craig, I think one of the most important things that you touched on right there is the move intraday in the markets, where they did open up extraordinarily, or, well, quite a bit down. And then they were bought back up throughout the day, at least throughout about half of the day. And this continues, I think, to show either the major trading banks or some other institutions' ability to buy these markets back up and continue to save them. But that can't go on forever, can it?
At some point, those trading signals get overwhelmed. Again, it's no more complicated today than plotting the S&P on top of this dollar yen. You can see it went straight down after trading one for one overnight and trading one for one for the last several months. It went straight down at 8:30 Eastern on Friday, and then as soon as the dollar-yen reversed, stock market went back up with it. It's really not any more complicated than that. Now, it can get overwhelmed, and we saw that back on what we call Blue Monday back on August 24th. I still think that that's what's coming. The long-term chart of the S&P bears a warning for everyone that has stocks, 401k, retirement money in the stock market. If you've benefited and seen your account balance come back over the last 5 or 6 years, you've got to be extraordinarily cautious from a historical perspective. The month of August was your warning signal, just as the month of November 2000 was a warning signal and the month of January 2008 was a warning signal. In both of those two periods, after the major breakdown that we saw in those months that we just saw again in August, the stock market consolidated, bounced around for 60 or 90 days, and then fell, in the first example, 51%, and in 2008, 56%. If history doesn't even have to repeat itself, if it just rhymes, we could be looking at a drop in 2016 back down to 1,100 in the S&P. I mean, that's something that would decimate a lot of folks' retirement plans. And all that has to happen is history just simply repeats itself. Anybody, again, can pull up a 25-year chart in the S&P and see this for themselves. I'm not making this up. Now is the time to be extraordinarily cautious and guard the gains that you've made the last few years in stocks. And, you know, I take some of that and put it into physical metal. But even beyond that, just be cautious because the historical precedent here is a little scary.
One of our family members, as we call him, made an interesting comment on the blog yesterday. He said, I like gold against the lows, especially 1100. It will most likely not break out yet. I use miners for leverage since I believe they are pricing gold at about $750 an ounce. So moving gold to 1500 would translate to 100% gains on the metal for them. I agree, and I think the resiliency that we have seen in the price of gold has proven this to be a fact, because gold hasn't really had a major uptrend up late, but it also hasn't had a major downtrend. Comments?
Well, at the end of the day, the paper derivative price that is derived on the COMEX in New York, where computers and bank trading desks are just swapping derivative contracts back and forth, that price only has legitimacy if physical metal is settled at that price. And so what we've seen since really November of last year, when price came cascading down to about 1130 around this area, we've seen it continually rebound back up. And in my world, what I see are the bullion banks, JP Morgan, HSBC, you know, all these other banks that are the big bullion banks, Deutsche Bank, Barclays. They know what the demand picture is and what the supply picture is, more importantly. And so they see price going down and know that they don't have the metal to physically settle trades at lower prices, and it bounces back up. There's all sorts of anecdotal evidence and stories about the lack of physical deliverable gold through the main center in London. There was a great interview just about a month ago of a gentleman who is the head of one of the largest gold miners in Europe and in Russia, saying there's no gold left in London. You can't get any. And so if the banks truly are living off of flow to settle these orders, well, that tells you there's a physical floor to this paper price. And that gets to your point. Now, that's why it hasn't gone any lower. And eventually what we're all waiting for is when the world realizes there's not much physical metal left, that the paper markets are leveraged 100 and 200 to 1 and more. And when all of these beneficial owners that think they own gold, but instead they actually own paper claims, when they all show up trying to get their gold, well, that's when the stuff hits the fan, as they say. It'll be interesting to see. I'm not going to say that's going to happen next week, but the anecdotal evidence is there that moment is coming over the horizon, hopefully maybe as soon as next year. And it's a very interesting time in the gold market.
Craig, always enjoy chatting with you. We need to wrap it up here. Everyone, go check out Craig's site, tfmetalsreport.com.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we get a lot of questions, and here are some of the answers. Our products are naturally low in salt, a quarter of many others, at 677 per pound dehydrated weight, or 277 calories per dollar. We're one of the least expensive in the industry. Everything is non-GMO and MSG-free. We gladly make free substitutions. Most orders ship the next business day. $99 is our everyday price at both 800-700-2184 and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and we put a high value on your privacy, and we never use high-pressure sales. Everything is packaged and shipped from our plant in Southern Oregon. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184, 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Ostick with Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we support the March of Dimes in the fight against premature birth. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment programs, and outreach to help moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Learn how you can help save babies' lives at marchofdimes.org.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome in. We are doing our market wrap included on the weekend show this particular week because we think it's very appropriate given the absolutely insane nature of the markets right now. You look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it finished yesterday up 200.43, as Gary suggested in all fairness, in an editorial that we did Friday morning with him. S&P closed up 27 51. NASDAQ closed up 80.69. And for all of you who think that gold is related to the conventional markets, gold remained up 23.70, and silver was up 73 cents. So much for tamper-free markets. Gary, what's your opinion, bud?
You know, I said you cannot short this market until we go below Tuesday's intraday low. It's just too dangerous. They're going to, like I keep saying, they're going to throw everything but the kitchen sink to keep this from falling apart, because if it does, then we risk going back into a recession. So it's dangerous to short the stock market.
I agree.
Doc, let's get your input here, because the Dow, if we're just looking at that, on Friday, from top to bottom, had over a 400-point move. What does that speak to you?
A lot of volatility, but yet the volatility index is in a channel, which I find amazing. A lot of volatility, but the VIX isn't showing it right now. It's in a lateral channel that it's moving. So, and I think that's going to continue a little bit while, and we'll see what happens 1.5 weeks down the road, which I think the VIX is then going to have to make a decision whether it breaks up through that channel or breaks down through that channel. So I'm going to find that kind of interesting.
You know, I got to tell you, I don't understand what you guys are talking about when you get into technicals. There, I admitted it is my big weakness, but I have to say, you know, I really, Gary, have to agree with what you're saying about recession, and you got to keep these markets pumped up. You know, you just got to wonder, man, what's going to happen when this thing falls?
I think the mistake they're going to make is the same one that China made, is they're going to, you know, build complacency into the market, and then at some point we get a parabolic bubble, and then when the bubble pops, then they're in real trouble. So, you know, to trying to keep the market propped up, we may end up going too far in the other direction and then have a much bigger problem on our hands.
Doc, we seem to just continue to move sideways here on the conventional markets. I understand that you're saying we do need to wait a little bit longer, but what is your outlook, at least right now, on if you think we will break up or down in the markets?
I will tell you that the trend now will be next week to start moving up a little bit more in this market. And then I think the problem becomes that we're going to come up against the 50-day moving average. So the 50-day moving average and pricing will start to intersect. And it's going to be very interesting what happens at that point in time. And I think it's going to be a little bit difficult to get through that on first blush, if it gets through it at all for a while. And that's what I'm looking at, and that along with the channel that we're now in as far as the conventional markets, that it's moving laterally just like the volatility index. But that's what I'm looking at, Corey. I think next week we move up a little bit. Yet, and then we're going to get close to intersecting that 50-day moving average. If it continues moving up, we'll do it within the first 2 or 3 days. If not, we move up a little bit and then pull back a little bit. It's going to be toward the end of that week or into the next week. And I wouldn't be surprised if it moves up a little bit and then starts moving sideways and waits until the following week where it has to challenge that 50-day moving average.
I firmly believe that the Fed and other big banks under the direction of the government, okay, are controlling these markets absolutely. There's no reason whatsoever, given the fundamental indicators that came out yesterday, Friday, there is no reason the market should have finished up 200 points. Absolutely none. Coupled with the fact that there are some naysayers out there, and I think that they're represented by the people who are driving up the demand for gold. Tell me how technical analysis explains all of this.
I don't think technical analysis can predict this. These interventions, or, you know, QE, if you want to call it that, which is basically, I think, what it amounts to, is the Fed's just doing some small QE purchases, trying to pump the markets up to keep these things from collapsing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how, you know, technical analysis, which, you know, looks at the trends in the past and then projects them into the future, how do you, you know, anticipate that with technical analysis? I don't know how you would. So I just try and guess at what I think that they, you know, are trying to accomplish. And I think every central bank in the world right now is trying to keep their stock markets propped up, because the alternative is that the globe goes into another recession, and nobody wants that. So,
but you are using cycle theory.
I, and that too. That's why I think a lot of my cycles get stretched, or, you know, maybe a move down into a cycle bottom gets aborted early. So, again, cycles are also fallible in manipulated markets. They're not going to work perfect either. The only thing that would work perfect would be to get a memo from the Fed when and by how much these interventions are going to be. And, you know, we just aren't going to get that. But I'm pretty sure, you know, I think I can say with a great deal of confidence that they are going to try to keep these markets propped up, if at all possible, because the consequences of not doing that are extreme.
I think these markets are a lot different than they were, let's say, 20 years ago. I don't think mom and pop are in these markets trading. Most of the trading is done by high-frequency trading, essentially computers and very sophisticated people following different algorithms, and I think that's why these markets can beat to their own drum sometimes, because you don't have people that necessarily panic the same way that mom and pop would. Doc, you're on.
Yeah, that's true, Corey, and you know, Gary's points are well taken. However, I think technicals are more than a sideways mirror where you're looking back. I think you can, in the short term, define what is about to take place. It's harder in the medium to long term to be able to say, but there are still technicals that can help you in that. Sure, they're not going to be 100% valid, but I think you can get pretty close sometimes to what you're looking at based on different technical analysis, and there are a lot of different ones, and I've kind of amalgamated mine with some psychotheory of Gary's, and it's been very helpful to me personally in defining what you can expect within the next week or two, or maybe even three. But it is much harder in the medium term to long term. And look at, you know, how the fundamentalists have been struggling for the last 2-3 years trying to explain these markets. And yet technical analysis has been much more accurate than the fundamentalists, as far as I'm concerned, over the last 3-4 years. But, Corey, you're correct. You're dealing with machines now more than humans, and that makes it a lot more difficult, I believe.
Alrighty, there you have it from the doctor and the mountain climber. Stick around, folks. We are going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Young people are supposed to be full of energy and recover quickly from exercise. Their age should give them a great advantage to feeling good all the time. However, young people of today are dealing with the same nutrient-deficient food as everyone else in America. So it does not matter whether you are 15 or 85. If your biochemistry is off, you cannot feel your best. Listen to the real-world results of James.
My name is James Ashley. I'm 25 years old. At the end of a tiring work shift, I used to not do much around the house. Since I started taking the new technology-enhanced One World Way after work, I have so much energy when I get home. that I'm able to take long walks, do chores, and even honey to-do list from the wife. It's plenty enough energy to get things done around the house and time to settle down before bedtime. This whey protein gives me outstanding amount of long-lasting feel-good energy. I'm astonished of how great this product makes me feel.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Leave it alone, it'll come back around. Does that sound familiar? Most financial professionals are telling their clients that very thing. Don't panic. The stock market goes up, the stock market goes down. The real question you should be asking your financial professional is, do I have an exit strategy so I don't see a repeat of 2008? Look, friends, right now there are rumors circulating by many economists and self-proclaimed financial gurus that something significant could happen in September. I feel it's incumbent to warn you and help you at the same time. My friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute have a free report on how you can have an exit strategy. It's called How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your Savings, Retirement, 401ks, IRAs, and Income. Don't hesitate. Don't wait for another 2008. Call right now, 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929 for that free report, How to Survive an Upcoming Economic Collapse.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. You are continuing to listen to the first hour of the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are joined right now by Peter Buchvar, Chief Market Analyst at the Lindsay Group. You probably have seen Peter not only on our show, but also on many of the mainstream media websites, nonetheless CNBC, just to name one of them. Peter, I want to get right into this topic, and the topic being, let's chat about the weak manufacturing numbers, the weak payroll numbers, all released yesterday on Friday, caused the markets to drop, but then they were brought right back, looking at these numbers, but then let's also take it for what it means for the economy in the U.S.
Well, I think the economy is in the U.S. is really, I mean, I seem as a cliche, but it's a mixed bag, but I think it's becoming more mixed. We had auto sales this week that were very strong, but you have manufacturing in the U.S. that is essentially flatlining as the ISM was barely above 50. And you've seen now with the revision to the August number, two very weak U.S. job growth payroll numbers. At the same time, we know export growth is weak because of what's going on overseas, and the Atlanta Fed this past week cut their Q3 GDP forecast from basically in half, 1.8% to 0.9%. So we have a Fed that stayed on hold for reasons we know a couple weeks ago, and then they made it seem like they made a mistake and they wanted to raise, and then they get slammed again with weak data, which puts them in quite a bind.
Peter, I'm glad you brought up that GDP Now number by the Atlanta Fed. I posted a post on that on Thursday when they did come out with their updated estimate. It was quite interesting to see simply because when the estimate began back in the beginning of August, there was a little dip, but it kept on increasing to the peak right before this revised estimate of, as you mentioned, 1.8%. It was looking quite positive, and then all of a sudden it was cut in half. And some of the points that were used as to why the Fed cut it in half were international concerns, just like a slowdown in general economies around the world. Do you think that is what is having one of the biggest drag down effects on the U.S. economy here?
Yeah, I mean, no question. I mean, well, trade exports were about 10% of the U.S. economy, so it's not a huge component, but it's still at the margin an important component. And we saw whether it's the strong dollar or weakness in China or weakness in South America, weakness in Asia, mediocre growth out of Europe. It's certainly a headwind. And with respect to the other parts of the economy, even the U.S. consumer, yes, they're buying cars, but cheap financing is certainly a big reason for that. But they're still dealing with other headwinds. Again, modest job growth and very modest wage growth. I mean, today was another disappointing wage number within the payroll number, where average hourly earnings were flat month over month. I think generally speaking, the U.S. economy is slowing down. We're going to see Q3 GDP with, at best, a one handle. And if Atlanta's right, it'll be obviously less than that. And that's after growth of only 2.25 in the first half. So I do expect the U.S. economy to continue to slow. And we're certainly not immune from what's going on overseas, but we still have our own internal issues, too.
Peter, I got a question for you. I made a comment in an earlier recording today, wondering if we, perhaps as of Friday, specifically October 2nd, if the markets hadn't reached a tipping point. And let me tell you exactly what I meant by that. I'd like to get your opinion on it. The gold market has been irrational of late, okay? It's been irrational for a long time, but the fact of the matter is the gold market today, in my opinion, reacted very rationally to the fundamentals that came out of the reports that you mentioned at the outset of this particular interview. And I felt that earlier today, around 8:30 on the West Coast, as an example, that the conventional markets were acting very rationally, and that back at that time they were off about 125 points, if I'm not mistaken. Now, what do you think the chances of there being some truth in my statement are? Obviously not today, but I mean in the relatively short term. To the midterm, I would also have to say. Any comments?
I feel like I understand how gold has been trading here. I think it's strictly trading on the belief of what the Fed will do with this first hike. It seems that every day, every Fed speech, gold has traded off. Because in my opinion, that's the only issue left for the bears in gold is, oh, the Fed's going to raise rates, therefore you shouldn't own gold. And every time I see gold lower, it's on the belief that maybe the Fed will raise. And there'll be a speech hinting the Fed will raise, and gold trades poorly. And today, just as it was on September 17th when the Fed did not raise, it's another reminder that the Fed is unlikely to raise. And even if they do, because they're just tired of being at zero, in light of the very fragile U.S. economy, everyone knows that it's going to be the last one for a long time. So to me, that's gold is really just trading off the expectations of the Fed, in my opinion, nothing else. And I sense that we're coming to the end of this obsession with the Fed because, again, data like manufacturing, data this week like payrolls is reminding everybody that the Fed has screwed themselves at zero and can't get off it.
Now, Peter, it sounds like you're in the camp that says gold is in a bottoming process here and will eventually begin to rise.
I think it's possible that the payroll number combined with the downward revision to August, but let's put aside the headline payroll number. The private sector payroll number for September was 118,000. The prior month was revised down to 100,000. I think that potentially, and I probably have said this before, but is the nail in the coffin of the gold bear market because it is a smack across the face that the Fed is stuck at zero. And if the bear case was, oh, the Fed may raise rates, well, the Fed's not going to raise rates. And even if they do, it'll be once, and that's it. And anybody who paid attention to what's gone on in previous bull runs in gold should know that interest rates rose at the same time. Gold almost doubled in the mid-2000s, as the Fed raised rates from 1% up to 5.25%. Gold had one of its incredible bull markets in the late 70s as interest rates went higher. So if that's the basis of a bear case to be on gold, because the Fed may raise rates 25 basis points, well, today, well, the payroll number was quite a reminder that it's very unlikely to happen.
Boy, I would have to agree with you 100%. I think it is very unlikely to happen. And as you mentioned earlier, you know, a zero interest rate is not promoting growth, for lack of better terms.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned how the Fed's not a facilitator to growth. I argue that it's an impediment to growth. The whole point of easy money is to pull activity forward. You want to buy a home today instead of tomorrow, buy a car today instead of tomorrow. Well, 7 years of extraordinary accommodation, we pulled forward a lot of economic activity, therefore resulting in a hangover. You've created mm-hmm. enormous leverage and borrowing, because that's all easy money does, is it encourages people to borrow.
Of course.
Crushed the savers and retirees. You've created excess capacity in a variety of industries because it's so easy to get money. Therefore, you have the hangover from excess capacity. Therefore, you shut down capital spending because capacity utilization is well below trend.
Yep.
And just some of the reasons how zero rates is an impediment to growth. It is not a booster to growth. And one last thing, they cut rates because they want people to be encouraged to buy a home. Well, if the price of the home is rising faster than the benefit that that buyer is getting from lower mortgage rates, then you've just defeated the purpose because you've priced people out of the market. And that's why they're renting today instead of buying.
Absolutely correct, Peter. You are spot on that low interest rates have not spurred growth, and that's been proven over and over again around the world. So, unfortunately, the Fed needs to do something, or the economies need to change something, but the central banks won't let it happen. Everybody stick around. We're going to be right back with an update from NASDAQ.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only, Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today, 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Welcome back here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Coilin Economics Report. We have a company update here, an update from NatCorp, symbol NXT on the venture, which is also a sponsor company on the website. Al and I also are shareholders in NatCorp, so please do not construe any of this as investment advice. I have on the line with me Mr. Chuck Provini, the president and CEO of NatCorp. Chuck, I wanted to kick it off by talking about some recent patents that NatCorp was granted. I believe these are your 60th patents. Can you please explain a little bit more about what these patents mean for the company and how it relates to just the overall number of patents that I believe adds some credibility to the company here?
Yes, Corey. The patent was just currently approved is the one of the patents that has to do with our black silicon, which is the anti-reflective coating that goes onto solar cells. But we kind of view it having 60 patents, that's 6-0, is kind of a milestone. It gives us an implied value for our technology. You know, 60 patents is not a simple thing to do.
Well, I guess it also shows to me the fact that you are definitely onto something unique here. To get a patent approved, it's a long process, and they definitely don't just give patents out. So it means that NatCorp is doing something unique for the solar industry, correct?
That's right. You don't get a patent unless, you know, they do a very thorough job in making sure that no one else has it, that you're not saying the same thing that someone else said, that in fact what you're doing is unique. And it's a very, very elaborate, detailed, and expensive process. So having that many patents does two things. One, it implies value, but equally important, it helps us protect our intellectual property. Building a patent portfolio is kind of like an onion. You know, you have to build several patents, then you peel away the different patents to ultimately protect, you know, the technology you're looking to protect. So it's a very well thought out and planned process.
Now, Chuck, are all these patents good for 20 years of exclusivity for the company and in somewhat connected as well?
Yes, they are typically that length of time. They're meant to protect us, so we've got a lot of different things that we're developing, and then it shows that 60 of them are unique to the industry.
All right, Chuck. Well, interesting. I like to see that there is, as you mentioned, this implied value to the company, that you guys are not just out there doing your thing without protecting the back-end technology behind it. That being said, I want to talk about a president's letter that you are currently drafting. The last president's letter that came out, it gave, I think, a good synopsis of where the company was going. It was a great communication with shareholders. What can we expect in this current letter?
Well, Corey, you're right. The first letter, I was concerned that the shareholders were getting to think that what we're doing is very fragmented. So we kind of put it in order, saying the things that we're doing are very disciplined, very methodical, and each of these successes we have technology-wise, you know, there's a reason.
The next letter that's coming out is going to discuss how we make money as a company. We basically have three sources of revenue. Now, the first source of revenue would be a license agreement, whereas somebody would pay us a certain dollar amount to be negotiated, but typically somewhere around $1 million for the right to use our technology. The second source of revenue, and these are not mutually exclusive, we're looking to get this from everybody, all three sources. The second source of revenue would be some type of a royalty. And the way we're calculating the royalty is that we will get a 10 or 20% royalty based on the benefit that our technology provides to the manufacturer. So with our back contact, no silver aluminum solar cell, we're expecting that to have a higher efficiency. So we're going to get a 10 to 20% royalty on that efficiency increase. With our black silicon, that's a cost savings technology. So say we think it's going to reduce the cost by 20%, we're going to get 10 or 12, 20% of that 20%. So we will get a royalty based on the benefit of either increased efficiency, reduced cost, or both in this case.
Sorry, Chuck, this is an interesting structure just because it sounds like there will be money coming in up front, but then there will also be this continuing money for as the technology continues to get utilized.
That's right. Our business model has always been to get a residual revenue in as many areas as we can. So the royalty is one of the residual revenues. The third one is material sales. For instance, part of the technology for the back contact, eliminating silver, is providing some type of aluminum component, replacing the silver. We will engage some type of company, some company, to get that aluminum material, put it in the form we need, put our name on it, and then we will sell that to the manufacturer, and they need that in order to make the cell without silver and with aluminum. With the black silicon, there's a chemical process for that. We have a catalyst that etches into the solar cell and puts the anti-reflective coating on. We will engage someone to make that catalyst, which is a chemical, a liquid chemical, and then we'll, in essence, also sell that. So we're basically getting revenue from material sales, one for the aluminum and two for the chemicals for the black silicon.
Now, would companies have to use this black silicon and the other materials directly from you, or do you think that some of them might want to use their own processes if they had those capabilities?
Well, they might want to do it, but that's part of our patents. Some of the patents that we have are with the aluminum and how we do it, and some of the other patents are with the black silicon and how we do it. So they're pretty locked into using what we're sending Zoom because that's two of our patented technologies.
Interesting. So, again, we're coming back to these patents where it seems like this was well thought out in the aspect that, you know, we could just license out the technology, but let's also keep some revenue coming in from some other advancements that you have made as a company.
That's right. And as a business model, what it allows us to do is to adjust the margins. So depending on who the client is, if we can't negotiate a license agreement, we can increase the margin somewhere else perhaps. But the one thing that's important also, these royalty numbers are small enough where they will not have a huge impact on the manufacturer. It's not as though they'll be shying away from paying the royalty because they're too expensive. They're basically royalties on an improvement that doesn't happen unless there's an improvement. So they benefit, and they just don't benefit quite as much.
I think that is important because what I've read about some of the solar industries is that some of these manufacturers are getting squeezed quite tightly because of how affordable solar has become.
That's exactly right. When you're selling something, the most important thing you have to do is find out what the marketplace wants and what they can afford to pay to make your product something that they're interested in. And with the addition of, you know, Charlie Gay and Dave Carlson, we're very much in the manufacturing business. They've helped us decide what some of those numbers should be.
Okay, so good people to be in touch with. Any idea how close the company is to signing its first agreement of some sort? Because I know that everything has been done in a lab now.
Well, we've done a lot in the lab, but we've also sent some of these things to manufacturers who actually ran them through their lines. But right now, we're negotiating with two or three different groups with respect to our first license agreement. I can't put a time on it because it's kind of out of my control because some of it has to do with financing on their part. But I think we're very close to signing our first license agreement with one or two people.
All right, Chuck, I really appreciate the update. I look forward to seeing this president's letter come out. I also want to point out one more aspect, that you are a platinum sponsor at the New Orleans show. We've chatted with Brian Lundin multiple times about the show. As everybody knows, or I hope knows, I will be there conducting interviews and walking around the booth, chatting with other companies as well as chatting with you, Chuck. You, because are a platinum sponsor, are offering a number of free tickets, a limited number, but a number of free tickets to this show. It is in 1 month down in New Orleans. It is a fantastic show, and tickets normally go for just under $1,000. I want to post a link below this interview so that people can follow it, hopefully get in touch with you. It would be a great aspect to meet Chuck and his team down at the show. Chuck, do you have any comments about this show or anything else that we can let our listeners know?
Well, I think, again, the show is one of the best I've ever been to. I've been going there for over 25 years. The venue in New Orleans is wonderful. The speakers are great. We have a very strong relationship with our shareholders who come to the show. And, yes, we do have, because of our relationships as a sponsor, some free tickets available. If you're interested in them, you know, send us some confirmation on the link. We'll get back to you. Again, as long as the tickets last, we'd love to have you come visit us. It's also, as a sidebar, this happens to be the show is during the time of Halloween in New Orleans, which is another show.
I can second that, Chuck. I can tell you from firsthand experience, it is quite the adventure over Halloween in New Orleans. That being said, the show is also fantastic with some great speakers and great companies. 4 days long in New Orleans. Everybody, I suggest going to go check it out. Everybody else, stick around. We're going to be right back.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.